Blog Talk Radio.
Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying, Oh Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us to come before you another week, another day, another night. His great and holy and exalted words, even the word of Yah. My name is Moray Shaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bring to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. Who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. He is our only savior, and not just of Israel. He's the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing me to come before you another day to bring to you nothing but the truth. This week we're going to deal with, or last week we dealt with King David and the last days. We will deal with simply what should Israel be doing in the last days? The various things that all Israelites collectively should be doing. And you might want to ask yourself, are they doing it? The various leaders telling the people to do this, since this is the word of Yah. Yah told our people what to do in the last days, just like he told us what to do in the land, just like what he told us to do in a time of trouble, just like what he told us to do every time and for every season. For the scriptures teach us to everything there's a season and there's a time to everything under the sun. Read this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Let us turn there. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, this is what it says concerning time. Of course, our people undoubtedly don't value time. Maybe because we just don't know time. But this is what it says in the very first verse in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So it's very necessary, very essential, very important and vital that you know the time. And why? Because there's a time to every purpose under heaven. So there's some things that we are purposed to do in the last days. But how can we do this if we don't know time? And why will we do this if we don't have no purpose? So this week we're going to talk about what Israel will be doing in these last days. Now, I may add, though, even though you might be told what we should be doing, that don't mean you're going to do it. But let it be known that you know what we should be doing, regardless if you do it or not. And I found seven different things that all Israel should be doing collectively. And we're going to see what those things are. Before I get into my presentation, I want to remind everyone about the various conferences that we have coming up in 2018. Spring Conference will be in Atlanta, Georgia, March the 15th through the 18th. Radisson Hotel in Marietta, Georgia. And we will be posting the very subjects that we'll be dealing with at that conference. Our summer conference, which we highly looking forward to, July the 29th through August the 3rd, 5-day trip, cabin trip, which will be real beautiful in Spencer, Tennessee. That's where we'll be. Our winter conference next November, we will take a cruise to the Bahamas. All this information is on our website. If you have any questions, concerns, inquiries of any kind, just give us a call and we will address it. We will address it. Again, we're talking about what should Israel be doing these last days. And I'll point out the thing we should be doing first, and then we'll go over each particular thing. So it won't be done in one particular day. And but I can assure you, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt what we are to be doing. And as a matter of fact, it should have already started. And for many, it has. And ask yourself, are you participating in a recipient of these things? And we're going to find some hard truths about ourselves in dealing with what should Israel be doing in the last days. So what are these things? Well, all over the scriptures, this is what the Creator told us well before we came into captivity. And let me show you what the scripture says in the book Deuteronomy. Let's see which one I want to read to you. There's so many. We're going to go to the book. This is what it says. Thou shall be children, and children's children, and ye shall remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a grand image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yah Elohim, to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, and Yah shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathens, whither Yah shall lead you. And there ye shall serve idols, the work of men hands, wood and stone, neither see, neither hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek Yah thy Elohim, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So this is one of the things that our people collectively should be doing in the last days. And we're going to show you more scriptures on that. But I just want to point to you what must take place for you to be reunited with the Messiah. You have to learn to seek the Most High with all your heart and with all your soul. We're going to show you that if you don't already know. Another thing that one should be doing in the last day, Israel should be doing, collectively doing in the last days. A lot of people know this scripture by heart, but they don't take it to heart. So number one, we should be seeking the Most High. Because the scripture says if we seek him, we shall find him. And watch what this is. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. As I stated before, people know this by heart. Are they taking it to heart? You hear a lot of talk about coming together, but you don't see a lot of action. But y'all want action, and I'm going to show you y'all want action. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, this is what it says, verse 1 through 3. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desired. And this was no suggestion. This was not a suggestion at all. The Almighty said, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desired. Because all the various leaders, they're going to tell you why they're not going to gather together, why they can't gather together, why they shouldn't gather together, why it's hard to gather together. But the Almighty didn't say any of those things. He said, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. Then it says, when? Before the decree bring forth. Before the day he pass as a chaff. Before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, I guess they know when Yah's anger going to come upon you because obviously they think it's time till some things get corrected and straightened out. They just not going to gather themselves together until then. So number two. Number one, we got to see Yah. Number two, we got to gather ourselves together. And right now, I'm not doing it in a certain order. I'm just letting you know what we have to do in the last days. This is not my word. Watch what it says in the third verse. Seek Yah, all ye meek of the earth. And then we talked about seeking Yah, which I wrought as judgments. But then let you know something else. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Maybe ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. In other words, not only we seek Yah in the last days, we have to gather ourselves in the last days. We also have to seek meekness and seek righteousness in the last days. These are four different things that we have to do. Is this being done? Is this what the leader's telling you that must be done? irregardless of their own emotions and feelings and thoughts and wisdom? Are their emotions and wisdom and thoughts and ways above the word of Yah? This is what thus says Yah. Yah said, gather yourself together and eat in no man no excuse. Yah said, seek righteousness and meekness. And the Most High said, see Yah. So is this what you're learning? And is this what you're doing? Well, let me show you something else that a lot of people get real mad when I point this out in the book of Hosea. All I'm doing is pointing out scriptures. Scriptures they say they go by. Watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. And I know it'll make people mad when I read it. But at the end of the day, know this, these ain't my words at all. These are the words of Yah. So if you're mad at anything that I read, you're not mad at me. You're mad at the Most High. And this is what you should be doing. This is what you should be concerning yourself with in the last days. Watch what it says. Hosea, the third chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, and without a terrapin. Excuse me. And watch what it says in the fifth verse. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return. Return where? To the Most High. And seek Yah Elohim, which we already told you, and David their king, and shall fear Yah and his goodness in the last days. So, once again, another scripture letting us know what we are to be doing in the last days. Gathering ourselves together. Seeking Yah. Seeking meekness. Seeking righteousness. And also, seeking David. Now, why would you seek David in the last days? We heard our program last week. It wouldn't even be a question on how you should seek David. So how many things is that? We got righteousness, meekness, Yah, gathering ourselves together, seeking David. That's five things right there. And what else did the Creator let us know that we should be doing in these last days? Something that a lot of people are not aware of is written in the book of Psalms, Psalms 137. In the book of Psalms 137, this is what it says. Now, verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required of us a song, as they always do. Sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing Yah's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. In other words, in the last days, if you're not remembering your home, where you come from, if you're not thinking about going home, if you don't have your heart and mind to be free at home, then what is this thing all about? Don't you realize that you just this ain't your land, and you just came here through the act of captivity, through the act of bondage and slavery? But this is not your homeland. This is not your blessing. This is not the place in which Yah even wants you at. Jerusalem should always be on your mind, on your lips, and in your heart. And we're going to show you this. And another thing that one should be concerning himself with, because the Creator says, seek righteousness, but where do righteousness come from? Now, let me show you something that a lot of people don't know, so I'm going to bring it out to you so you will know. In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, this is what it says in the 12th verse. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. And if you know anything about sowing, that's what you do when you're planting. And it's going to show you how to sow yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy, because that's what you're going to get in return. Break up your fallow ground. And that stony heart that you have, that's the ground where everything lies, but nothing can penetrate it because it's so hard. And why break it up? For it is time to seek Yah till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And who don't want righteousness to be rained on them? But you have to know what this righteousness is. What type of rain is it that the Creator has determined and planned to bring to you that it will call righteousness upon you? It says he come and rain righteousness. And what is this rain? And we're going to talk about what this rain is. People, if they were smart, if they were wise, they'll be looking for the former and the latter rain. They will be seeking Jerusalem, seeking David, seeking righteousness, seeking meekness, seeking Yah himself, and gathering themselves together. Now, did you see anything about fighting one another? Israel slandering one another? Israel backbiting against one another? No, you won't see none of those things. That's not what Israel's supposed to be doing, even though that's what Israel is doing. Separate one another, teaching people that they should cut one another off. Is that what Israel's supposed to be doing? I thought we're supposed to be gathering ourselves together. So let's deal with the number one thing. What's number one out of all these things that must be done in order for us to have success? Any opportunity of success, one of these things has to come first. And I'm going to show you what that is. But before I show you that, another scripture I want you to see is in the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says in Deuteronomy 27, sorry. In the book of Deuteronomy 27, we're going to read the 26th verse. And this is what it says. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say amen. In other words, it is the law that you hearken unto the mouth of Yah's prophets. And when we read the prophets, what's coming out of their mouth is the law. A lot of people think what's coming out of the mouth of the prophets is commentary. That's not commentary at all. That's the law of Yah. Almighty told in the book of Deuteronomy 18, chapter, he was going to raise up prophets, put his word in their mouth, tell us to do. And he's going to require the which they tell us. And the only time we're not required, if the thing don't come to pass, or they speak in the name of other deities, or it's something that Yah himself didn't say. And our people following a lot of things that Yah didn't say. Never came out of Yah's mouth. Yah never even spoke, and it's not even in his book, but our people follow it. And all you got to do to see that I'm telling you the truth, all you have to do is ask them. In other words, once they go to say certain things, you say, well, show me. And I guarantee you, they're not going to be able to show you. In most cases, they're not going to be able to show you. The only thing they'll be able to show you is thus says Yah. And outside of that, if Yah didn't say it, they're not going to be able to show you. And there's many things that's being taught right now. There's many things people believe right now. That they just can't go to the book and show you. That's how you know whether you're following someone that's bringing you the Creator's word. So, but what is the first thing one needs or must possess in the last days in order for him to have the success that all of us is looking for? All of us is looking to be a part of the remnant. All of us looking to do what the Creator told us to do and the Creator want us to do. Well, let's see. This is what the scripture says, which you just simply got to have. And it's in the book of Psalm 51, and we're going to start there. In the book of Psalm 51, what are we discussing? We are discussing what should Israel do in the last days. And all the things that you should be doing. Because I've been doing a lot of stuff. But is that what the Creator told them to do? Psalms 51. The first thing. Is in Psalm 51, verse 16 and 17. And watch what it says. For thou desires, this is what David said. For thou desires not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, and a broken and contrite heart. O Elohim, thou will not despise. The very first thing, and I may add, everything that we're going to bring to you is a sacrifice. But the very first thing is, you have to sacrifice your heart. You must have a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. That's number one. Because Yah won't deal with you unless your spirit is broken, unless your heart is contrite. He's not going to deal with you. And I'm going to show you that. And our people, they demonstrate signs of a heart that is not broken, and a spirit or a heart that is not contrite, and a spirit that is not broken. And this is one of the things, one of the main things that you need in the last days, is a broken and contrite heart. Because if you don't have it, I'll show you a few signs to let you know that you don't have a broken spirit nor a contrite heart. One is the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Some people, I get a lot of calls, and people want to know certain things about a lot of different things. But one of the reasons why they don't know what they think they should know is because of the heart. And watch what it says in Deuteronomy 8 chapter, starting at the 2nd verse. It says, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yah led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And now, why would Yah leave us in the wilderness and leave us in the wilderness? And why did he want us to remember the way? And it lets you know, to humble thee. And what is a broken spirit and a contrite heart? And to prove thee, to know what was in our heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments. I know. How did he do it? He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou fathers knew not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah do man live. And that ain't the way we wanted to learn. That's not the way we want it to be humble. Here it is. Our people saved out of Egypt, seen great signs and wonders. And what happened as soon as they get out of Egypt? Not even 30 days later. Well, literally, and I mean literally 30 days later, our people came out the first month, the 15th day of that first month at night. By the time the second month, the 15th day came around, our people were already complaining. 30 days, that's all it took. They were already complaining about food. Number one sign, somebody whose heart is not contrite and his spirit is not broken, they start complaining. Here it is. We got, this is the first time we ever did all conferences at one time, got all the conferences laid out, got everything laid out so you prepare at a good time, but people still complained. Oh, it's too much. Oh, it's too many days. Or it's no privacy. Or it's no bathrooms. Or it's not this. Or it's not that. In other words, no matter what we ought to do, Scripture says, gather my saints together unto me. Those have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And that's what we're talking about is sacrifice. First thing David said is the sacrifices of Elohim is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. But we will rather complain about everything. All we looking out for is ourselves. Why has got to be like this? Why has got to be like that? Why is this? Not realizing that Moses, he had to look out for everybody. But no, everybody looking to their own way. And when you start hearing people complaining about coming together, complaining about doing for Israel, complaining about the teachers, complaining about everything, they just showing you and telling you and demonstrating to you that their spirit is not broken and their heart is not contrite. And this is the number one thing you need to walk with the Most High. Look what the Creator said in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. You can talk about we want to come together, we want to be saved, we want this and we want that. Well, you're not even trying to do the very thing that must be done in order for you to be hidden in the day of Yah's anger. How are you going to be hidden with the type of heart you have? And you're always complaining. And you're never, ever satisfied. You got some people, Micah 6 chapter, you got some people, all they need is a little to be satisfied. But then you got others, they never satisfied. You got some, they go out their way to help people. And then you got others, they hide. It's all because of their heart. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, look what it says in the 6th verse. Wherewith shall I come before thou? Bow myself before the high Elohim. I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old. Is this what the Almighty want? Will y'all be pleased with thousands of rams? or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Should I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Is this what the Creator is looking for? No, he's not looking for that at all. We have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what do Yah require of thee? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. In other words, just be humble, walk humbly. How do you walk humbly? You stop complaining. You stop questioning everything. You just ain't gonna know everything. Everything is not even meant to be known. But you're gonna worry everybody to death. Why? Because of you, because of your heart. Never satisfied. But watch what the Creator said about being satisfied. Because, see, some people have to be broken down. As soon as you ask them something, they start sighing. Out their mouth, get it out your mouth. They. I don't get it. Psalms. Turn to the book of Psalms. You got to walk humbly. You never find the Almighty if you're not humble. Why I got to be the one? Why I'm always the one? Well, why not? What's wrong with you? Psalms 22. If this sacrifice, see, a lot of people, they'll do anything that they want to do. There's a lot of people, you ask them, hey, will you wash my car? Man, yeah, I love to do that, man. Because they like washing cars. Man, you mind driving? Man, I'll drive all the way. I'm doing that. They don't mind driving at all. But ask that same person to do something they mind doing and see what type of person you get then. I can assure you it won't be no broken spirit, and it sure won't be no contrite heart. In the book of Psalm 22, watch what it says. And this is what it says in the 26th verse. Meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yah that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. You notice it says your heart shall live forever. Why? Because you're meek. And when you eat, you shall be satisfied, no matter how small it is. Look here. We feed our people, the poor, the stranger, every week. Look, well, all we do is give them one meal a day. I mean, one meal a week. We feed them twice a week, they get two meals from us. I don't know. I don't know how many meals they getting in that week. But I know for certain when they get this meal from us and when they get these clothes and shoes from us, the thing that we ourselves might not want because we got more choices, they love it. And they're satisfied. And let me tell you why. Because they're in a state of humbleness. Meekness. They're meek. They don't got time to be trying to be proud. I ain't going to get none to eat from that table. because they don't know when their next meal going to come. Man, I'm not going to get no hats and gloves and sweat from that table. They don't know when. Our people today are spoiled. They're not meek at all. So when we come and tell them about deal, they not meek. They complaining. They're complaining. And we're bringing them something good. They can't even see the good in it. All they see is what they want. And what they want is not in it, then they're not going to be meek. But the meek, the true meek, shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yah that seek him. And your heart shall live forever. That's the true essence of the meek. And you got to be meek. Because you can't walk with the Most High unless you are meek. Almighty, you don't have time for complainers. See, that's the test. That's a test. Now, our people don't know the test. And why don't they know? Because they haven't learned meekness. This is the one thing the Most High said he will not despise. Go to the book of Psalms 37. And what are we talking about? We are discussing what Israel should be doing in the last days. Storing up food and water and guests throwing up money and all kind of other things, getting your guns and bullets. I don't know what you're doing. But whatever you're doing, store some meekness. Find meekness. Seek meekness, because that's what Yah's looking for. That's how you get Yah attention. And that's when you get Yah to walk with you. Watch what it says. Psalms 37. Third verse. Trust in Yah. Well, let me start at the first verse because I want you to see this in fullness. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquities, for they shall soon be cut off, cut down like the grass, wither as a green herb. And that's what's going to happen to the workers, evildoers, and the workers of iniquities. One day they'll be here, and the next day they won't. For they shall soon be cut off like the grass, whether as a green herb. Trust in Yah and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yah, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto Yah, trust also in him, and he shall bring prepared. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in Yah, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And I'm showing you what the scripture is describing. Watch what it says. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon Yah, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. And this is the verse that I want you to see, because this is what Yah is looking for. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That's what the meek is going to have. The meek will have the whole earth to them. Why? Because they're going to wait on Yah. Why? Because they're going to learn to trust in Yah. They're going to learn to delight and commit themselves to Yah. Now, how do I know the meek will do these things? Because that's who gets Yah's attention. Did not we just read to you, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Yah won't despise? He won't despise that. In other words, that gets his attention. That's when now you got his attention. Now he's listening. Now you can let Yah know your heart and mind. That way he can give you the desires of your heart and help you with the things that you need. But you have to find meekness. That's the one thing that will hide you. In the day of Yah's anger is meekness. So why not be meek? And you can't be meek if you're always angry. You have people who are always angry, always mad, always complaining. And don't ask yourself, ask other people. Do I complain a lot? And they're going to tell you, yeah, you complain all the time. Do it seem like I'm never satisfied? Yep, never satisfied. Do it seem like I don't listen? Yep. You're one of those that don't listen. Even though we'll tell you, you'll tell us, this is how you know a person not meek. You'll tell them and give them counsel. And then after you give them counsel, they'll say, but. Or you'll answer their question, they still be saying, but. Now, you know you answered their questions. You know you gave them good counsel. But they wasn't listening anyway. They got a bunch of buts already prepared before you even before you even gave them answers. They already got buts already prepared. And it's never going to stop there. It's going to be another question, and it's going to be not ending. Because only the meek is satisfied. All the meek needs a little bit. And they're satisfied. Watch this in the book of Numbers. Still dealing with what should Israel be doing? Well, first thing, you got to find some meekness. You know Yah returning. You know he's returning. If he's returning, you're teaching that he's returning. So what are you doing to prepare for his return? You got to find meekness. Did not the scripture say we read, break up that fallow ground? And what is the fallow ground? Your heart. The very thing that's stopping you and separating you from the Most High. And when you separate yourself from the Most High. How can you be blessed? How can your prayers be answered? And you don't listen. Yahweh is not going to listen, and you don't even listen. You expect Yah to do something that you yourself refuse to do, and that is to listen. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, watch this. Show you that complaining is a sign of you're just not meek. Watch what it says. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moshe. Now you notice it starts off. They spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman, whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And after speaking against Moses about this woman, of course, this is how people judge one another. They find fault in somebody, and then they go to town, and they start criticizing. Watch what it says. And they said, have Yah indeed spoken only by Moshe? Have he not spoken also by us? And Yah heard it. And that's what people say all the time. Well, Yah spoke to me too. Yah deal with me too. So they find occasion to speak against you. Do Yah always just deal with teachers? Do Yah always just deal with? Are you the only servant of Yah? In other words, they're going to find some type of fault with you. Because if they find fault with you and bring you down a little bit, they really trying to bring themselves up so y'all can be on the same level playing field as Miriam and Aaron did with Moses. And watch what it says. Now, the man Moshe was very meek above all the men which were on the face of the earth. Yeah, he was very meek. Why would somebody have an occasion to speak against somebody this meek? What could a meek man, a man that's meek, ain't trying to fight nobody, not trying to argue with nobody, bring you the truth? The Almighty work with this man. You see the Almighty working with this man, and you still gonna find occasion against this man. Just like they tried to do with Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These men weren't doing nothing wrong. But the wicked is always trying to find. The scriptures say the wicked watches the righteous and seek it to slay them. So you walking around thinking, man, I'm trying to do all that I can, just like Job, trying to be the best that he can. Scripture said he was a man that was upright, a man that feared Elohim, and is sure of evil. But then as soon as his friends got hold to him, man, you thought Job was the vilest man you ever known. But he wasn't. But that's how they will make you. You teaching the word of Yah, but they will make you out to be, you not believing nobody but Yah. You don't serve no idols or nothing. But they will make you seem like you're the most wicked man on earth. Watch what it says. And Yah spake suddenly unto Moshe, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle. And Aaron called Miriam, and they both came out. And he said, hear now my words. There be a prophet among you. I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision. Speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches, and the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? In other words, you see how I deal with this man. You know I'm with this man. You know I'm walking with this man. And this man is walking with me. And you still want to speak vile against him? What is it showing? That you don't have no, your heart ain't right. How could you allow yourself to speak in this manner? Your heart couldn't be right. Because if you fear me, surely you would have feared him. Let this man come before me. And he speak to me face to face. And of course, the anger of Yah was kindled against him, and he departed. Just like Yah's heart is kindled against many and the mass majority of our people, all because of their heart. They refuse to humble themselves. Now, that's not just me saying that. That's the word of Yah. Look what the Creator said in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Every step, every way, you find somebody got to make themselves relevant instead of allowing Yah to make them relevant. You got brothers, they just going to make themselves teachers instead of Yah raising them to be a teacher. In other words, since somebody don't promote them fast enough, they just going to do it. They sell. You got couples in a relationship. Woman going in already knowing that the man is the head, but she's still going to act like the head. She still ain't going to listen. And she's still going to show and demonstrate that I got a mind, too. I know you got a mind. I'm smart, too. I know you're smart. I got wisdom, too. Yeah, I know you got wisdom, too. All you have to do is let Yah show your wisdom. Let Yah show your intelligence. Let Yah show your strength. You just stay humble. We act like there is no Yah. So we got to fight our own battles. Look what the scriptures say in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Leviticus, the 26th chapter. If you all know, the Almighty said he was going to do so many various curses with us, but it's all for one thing and one thing only. And watch what it says, starting at the 40th verse. If they shall confess their iniquity, let me tell you what that takes. Humility and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. In other words, we don't want to accept our punishment. And we're not humbling these uncircumcised hearts. Acknowledge that y'all brought us in this place. Acknowledge everything that being done to us, we brought on ourselves. We brought it on ourselves. The only reason you don't have no husband is because it was brought. You brought it on yourself. Because you don't have no wife, you brought it on yourself. Because I'm broke, I brought it on myself. That's what we got to say. Well, I brought it on myself. But no, we would just do just the opposite. Someone so far, these men ain't right. That's why we ain't married. I can't find no good man. That's why I'm not married. All the men are this, that Israel men ain't this. That's why I'm not married. So it had nothing to do with you. Nothing. And these women ain't that. Well, what are you? What are you? When will we accept of our own demise, desolation, destruction, desolation? We got to accept of our own. Because when you start accepting your own, you begin to understand humility. The scripture says, honor goes before humility. Pride goes before destruction. You got to be humble if you want honor. It says, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember. And I will remember the land. All because your uncircumcised hearts is humbled. And this is why we're not as far as we should be. This is why we had not came together. All you got to do is listen to all the various classes and listen to all the reasons. There's no reason why Israel don't supposed to come together. I know teachers are telling you this, but all you got to do is tell them to show you that in the book. Show me that. Yah said, those that have been scattered, he shall gather back together. He said, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. And that's not a suggestion. But he also said we have to walk humbly with him. So there is no walking with the Most High without being humble. And there is no finding Yah. How are you going to find Yah and your heart is full of pride. So watch what Yah has to do to get you where he needs you to be. Watch this in the book of Isaiah. This is why certain things happen in the scriptures. First is in the book of Isaiah 13. This is why I have to do this. Because he knows by your own will, you're just not going to do it. You're going to refuse to do it, as a matter of fact. Next verse, Isaiah 13 and 6. Tell ye, for the day of Yah is at hand, it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands shall be faint, every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yah coming cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. In other words, everything got to come down. The stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. It's got to come down. The sun shall be darkened and it's going forth. It has to come down. And the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And watch all the reasons why. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. In other words, he's got to make a man rare. He's got to bring him down, bring him low, because he refused to get low himself. So y'all just got to bring a man down when all he had to do is get down himself. That's what y'all saying now. Get low self, get down. Humble yourself right now. Make your sacrifice right now. What sacrifice? Broken spirit and a contrite heart. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the third chapter. That's what the Creator said about a man, but look what he said about a woman in the 16th verse. Moreover, Yah says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, walk with stretched forth necks and warning eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore, Yah will smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and Yah will discover their secret parts. That day, Yah will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their claws and their round tires like boom, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands, tablets, earrings, the rings and the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and mantles, wimples, crisping pins, the glasses, the fine linen, the hoods, and the veil. In other words, everything that will make a woman be as beautiful as she can be, going to take away all her confidence, all her confidence in herself. Then when a man look at you, he's not going to look at you like he used to look at you. Because why? All your confidence is gone. You don't know how you look. You don't know what you look like now. Take away all that stuff and then see how confident you are walking in a bunch of men, in front of men. Don't wear no makeup. Don't wear no earrings. Don't put on no jewelry. And see how confident you are. Now, some women say, I'm still confident because I don't wear none of that stuff. And then, are you married? Or are you still looking? And watch what it says. 24th verse. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. Instead of a girdle, a ring. Instead of well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth. Burning instead of beauty. In other words, all because the daughters of Zion are haughty. How can you find the Most High and you haughty? You don't think you need men? You definitely ain't about to make no man no head. All the beauty is gone. Because you didn't realize it wasn't the outer you that was beautiful. It's the inner you that's beautiful. It's the spirit. No matter how much men talk about the outer, over time the outer becomes just like anything else. Old. But the spirit is what everyone should be looking at. And why? What do you think y'all look at? Y'all say, man, look on the outer. But Yahweh look on the inward parts. And that's what we have to learn to change. We got to learn to change our inward parts. We got women, I done heard women just evilly judge other women. Look what she got on. Look at these women. These women, this, that, and the other. Well, let her insides change. Because when the inside change, the outer will change. And undoubtedly, a lot of people, they might look like they got some culture. Their dresses might be long. Their heads might be covered. And they might look Afrocentric. But their spirits came right out of a gutter. And they emphasizing and focus on the wrong thing. Y'all want you to be focused on the heart. The heart. And the Almighty loved the heart so much, care about the heart so much, he's going to try it. He's going to test it. He's going to prove it. He's going to refine it. The heart either break, be broken, strengthen, and be built. And a lot of our people don't want the heart broken. They run away from it. And you don't realize you're running away from your blessing. Because this is the thing that will hide you in a day of Yah's anger. This is what he's coming for. When he's angry, the first people that's going to meet his wrath is the haughty, the arrogant, and the prideful. That's who he's going to deal with. If you want to walk with Yah, you have to walk humbly with him. You must break their spirit and have a contrite heart. And how do it look? Stop complaining. Stop pointing the finger. Accept responsibility for your own demise. It's not Israel's fault that you lost. It's not Israel's fault that you are the way that you are. I know you want to blame everybody, but what responsibility do you have for your own destruction, for your own demise? People used you, abused you, robbed you, and did all these things. But did you play any role in that? But if you didn't play no role in it at all, and you're totally innocent, what you complaining for? The Creator said, "Is any evil in the city, and Yah has not done it? Can we accept good at the hands of Yah and not evil?" So it's up to you. Because all these things we're going to talk about that you must be doing in the last day is all predicated, is all founded on your meekness. You don't find Yah and then find meekness. No. You must find meekness to find Yah. You must break down and say, "Yah, I want to know you. Yah, I need you in my life. Yah, I need you to teach me your fear. Yah, I need you to guide me. Yah, I need you to show me what I should be doing. Yah, teach me how to break my heart. And let me not be in the hands of man. Let me be in your hands, Yah. You teach me. You correct me. You show me." But then Yah will send you a man. So don't reject it when he comes. Because a lot of times that's how he sends his servant. You ask, and he sends his servant to your aid. So it's totally up to you. Do you want the very thing that Yahweh said you must do in the last days? If your uncircumcised heart be humble, then will he remember. So until tomorrow, Yah love you. So do I. Shalom.
Mercy, and it's love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.